So I am pro-life, is what I used to say to myself and what I believed. I was hoping for an audible gasp there. So ready? I am pro-life. Okay. So, yeah, that's what I thought and what I believed when I was in my late teens and early 20s. And it was kind of a no-brainer because I grew up in a Catholic community with a Catholic family and nearly all Catholic education, including college. And I also happened to be adopted. So that was kind of like the poster child, right, for the pro-life movement. Like, of course, you know, I'm supposed to be very happy that someone made this choice for me. And as long as I have a happy, loving family, everything's great. So I was very naive. I remember being like very passionate about this topic. Like I'm exploring my identity and beliefs and was like super excited to do a debate and take the pro-life side. And I included it in my college application. I'm like, I nailed it, you know? So, and then I get to college and I did this volunteering opportunity. I thought, you know what? Let me put my beliefs into action. Let's see what this is like. And I was in nursing program at the time, my undergraduate. And I thought like, oh, I think I want to work with moms and babies someday. And I heard about this thing called a crisis pregnancy center. Thank you. And it was like the original. Okay, so I thought, this sounds amazing. I can help women in crisis. Like I can help them understand their pregnancies and that we're all here to support them. And, you know, it's going to be great. So I go to the training and, you know, I'm shown this room with like diapers and formula and baby clothing and it was very clear from the start that it was kind of a bait and switch. Like, get someone in here who is incredibly desperate for help and really kind of drag them along enough so that, okay, maybe if they're considering abortion, let's distract them with this. I remember the director, like, so excited, saying, oh, we're getting our first ultrasound soon. Then we can make people listen to the baby's heartbeat so they won't get an abortion. And this was kind of blowing my mind because I was in nursing school where it's like we're learning about informed consent and bodily autonomy. And I was like, this is crazy. So I didn't even make it through the training. I'm like, I don't want any part of this. And so I brought this experience back to some friends, like in my college dorm. And we're all sitting around talking and, you know, saying how I was really conflicted over this. And like, gosh, I thought I really believed it. I mean, you know, I want to just give other women hope because here I am, like, I was born and I was adopted and I'm so thankful for my life and like I'm here right now. And then a friend of mine looked at me and she said, well, you know, I had an abortion when I was 18 and I also wouldn't be right here right now if I didn't get that abortion. And that really like sunk in so hard because really I had never really known pregnant people. I had never known anyone who had an abortion, so I think it was so important for me to hear people's real stories. I also had a friend on the same dorm floor who was also adopted, and it wasn't quite so golden and rosy for her. And, you know, everyone has their own experience, and I can't, like, impose mine, so... the other really interesting thing at that time that got the gears turning was I was doing a maternity rotation. And so that's on labor and delivery. And I was so excited for my very first birth. So, like, I got to be matched up with this mom in labor. Everything was fine. She had a normal, healthy pregnancy. Everything was going great with her. And she's pushing. And the doctor says, I'm going to cut an episiotomy. And she very clearly said, no, I do not want that. And he said, it'll be fine. And I'll give you a husband stitch and winks at the husband. So it's like, oh my God, is this really what's going on with pregnancy? Like, you know, childbirth? So, you know, I was naive. I didn't know these things. I'm really glad I started listening, you know, to people's stories. And that naive teenager also didn't know that one day, even though I absolutely thought, you know, in my teens, like, I would never have an abortion. There was a time in my life where I considered one. And really just the value of, like, me being able to know that I could safely get that if I wanted to meant everything, because I have no regret about my decision because I fully thought it through. And, you know, just so many issues about bodily autonomy came up over the years where it became very clear, like, who's protected and who's not protected, and who receives justice when they're harmed and who doesn't. I ended up, you know, witnessing many incidents of medical trauma with patients, and also experiencing some medical trauma. So really, autonomy has become the core of my beliefs and a lot of my ethical decisions. And also that girl growing up, like when she thought, like, one day I think, you know, I'd really love to meet my birth mother and just thank her. Thank her for giving me life. Like, that was the most important thing that I wanted to say to her. But soon after college in the same city, I did end up meeting my birth mother. And I found that really the most important question for me to her was, did you make this choice without coercion or manipulation? And thank you for hearing my story.